Well, this morning, a guest joining us here in the studios, we have Cass County naturalist Laura Canning in with us this morning, and we're going to talk about what should be kind of a fun event coming up very soon, which is kind of scary because it says it's coming up in June. May is almost already gone already. How are you this morning?
Yes, yes. June 3rd is coming up mighty fast. So.
Yeah, what do we do with May?
it has gone by fast.
It was just April last week.
Yeah.
You've got an event coming up on June 3rd that kind of, and we were just talking about it, it kind of marries outdoors, getting out in nature and having some fun outside with technology, which is usually what keeps kids inside.
Yeah. We're talking about geocaching. If you're unfamiliar with geocaching, geocaching is like a treasure hunt outside. And we use the satellites, the global positioning systems, to coordinate and find the hidden treasure that we're looking for. And so we're going to have a geocache T-bone trail ride going on June 3rd. So if you don't have, maybe you don't have a GPS, and that's perfectly fine, give my office a call. We will have some units available for the event. And so that's, you don't need to pre-register if you do have a GPS, but otherwise, if you don't have a GPS and maybe don't even know how to buy one or pick my brain over some things, certainly come out. We are going to utilize the geocaches that are already there out at the T-Bone Trail.
For people who aren't necessarily familiar with geocaching,
right,
you said it's kind of like a treasure hunt.
Yep.
You're looking for items that are hidden or buried somewhere?
Yes, yep. So you're looking, depending on the size of the box, you might be looking for something super tiny. You might be looking something maybe the size of a tackle box. So depending on the cache, and then once you find it, then you can just sign your little name to the log. You can go online and log that you've found it and log your visit. And then you start collecting all sorts of how many finds you have. And sometimes if you create your own geocache, then you're an owner of a geocache.
Now, you're not going to go out and find Blackbeard's treasure. Let's throw that out right away. Sometimes you're finding little things like you might find in a cereal box. Just something to show that you were there.
Yes. Yep. Some people like to trade something that's landmark of what their geocache name is. Or sometimes people just like to just sign the log and leave. So, yeah.
Interesting stuff. Now, they use GPS coordinates to do this. Where do they find the coordinates then?
Yep. So we're using the two caches that are already out on the trail. So if you go to geocaching.com, you can, even if you just click in our Atlantic zip code or click on Cass County, it will bring up all of the ones that are on geocaching.com. And so we will be finding two of them that are not very far off the trail.
So who puts them out there?
Anybody and everybody. We, as a Cass County Conservation Board, we have a couple that we know about that are in our parks, and there's a couple of them that we as employees keep track of or owners of in our parks. So, and that's one of the things they always say, if you're going to be an owner of a geocache, make sure you're checking with, if it's in a park, check with the person who runs the park, things like that.
Sure. Interesting stuff. And for folks who enjoy that stuff, as we said up front, it kind of marries technology with the outdoors. The kids love technology. They love anything in their hands that's electronic these days.
Yeah.
But you got to get them outside to use it so we can get them used to the fresh air and get them build up an immunity to germs and things. Get them outside a little bit once in a while.
And throw the trail aspect into it. We're going to be out on the T-Bone Trail and you don't have to bring a bike if you don't want to bring a bike. You can walk or bring a stroller if you've got kids. That's perfectly fine. What we're going to do is we're going to find the geocaches as a group so that we don't end up, some of the public that would come out won't accidentally, find them and, lead them to the geocache as well. So we want to find them as a group so we don't spoil it for anybody else.
Now, you mentioned the GPS unit. Some people geocache anyway. They have that type of thing. Or maybe they use it in their car. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there are some folks who don't, and you can call the office.
Call the office. So that's 769-236. 972 and let me know that you're going to need a unit for that day and that morning. It starts at 10 a.m. And I know it's actually kind of a busy weekend. It's a free fishing weekend, if you don't already know. And so, but we're going to, it's also, we picked that Saturday. Also, it's National Trails Day. And so National Trails Day is put on by the American Hiking Society. And again, back to, you don't have to, you can hike, you can bike, you can do lots of different things out on the T-Bone Trail. So, and the geocaching is just one of the different things that we're going to discover.
Do they, if they have a smartphone, does that work too?
Some of the times, I will say it's only as good as the tower your cell phone's probably pinging off of. Might not get you as close as a regular handheld GPS or as close as you like.
which is actually pinging off a satellite, so makes it a little bit easier too.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, if someone has not done anything like this before, is this kind of a gateway
to
doing this?
It's very entry level, yes, okay. Yes. It'll be a very entry level geocache hike, walk. So,
sure. And it's not just for kids. We talk about kids and getting them out. This is for anybody.
Yep, anybody. I know lots of people that do it as they're, you know, doing a long car ride travel across the state. You know, they're picking up the ones that are right off of I-80 or picking them up right off of the highway they're driving on. So, yeah.
Very good. So it's a bike, walk, jog thing.
Yeah.
You can go out, just have some fun, get a little exercise without even maybe realizing you're getting a lot of exercise.
Yeah, and we're going to be part of the bigger National Trails Day. Right. We're also going to, our event is featured on our National Trails Day website. And since I looked it up earlier today, was that there was only 7 registered events in Iowa for National Trails Day. So Iowa's on the map, 1 of 7 so far of the events posted on there. So
now we keep saying trail. Where do they meet?
Yes, we are going to meet at the I-80 T-Bone Trail trailhead. So up there by the Valley of the Hotel area at that trailhead, and we will head off on our way to go find those geocaches.
Okay. Well, how we talk about getting outdoors and getting a little exercise. How much exercise? How far will you go?
It is about just over 1.5 miles, probably.
Okay.
So, yep. We are going to take a decent hike to the one that's a little further away.
Sure. You're not heading all the way up to Audubon and back.
No. Nope. We should be done by 11 o'clock, maybe 11:30 at the latest.
Yeah, this starts at 10 o'clock. So get there before 10 o'clock so you can be organized. What should folks bring with them outside of a GPS if they have one?
Just themselves. If they want to bike, they can bike it. If they want to walk or stroller it, that's fine too.
Just dress comfortably?
Yes, you might have to dress for the weather. Hopefully it doesn't rain, because we will have to cancel if it, you know, downpours.
Yeah, shoes would be the most important accessory that you're going to have that day probably then.
Yes.
Very good. Make sure you're comfortable. And this is a free event.
Yes, it's completely free. And even if you need to borrow a GPS, that's still free, though, too.
Is this the only geocaching type event that you guys will do during the year?
No, earlier in the year, we did a leprechaun hunt with geocaches. We've done in the past our wildflower walk out at Pellet Memorial Woods. We've done it as a geocache wildflower. So you're finding the wildflower, the geocache is the wildflower. kind of thing. So we've done some different things throughout the years.
So is this a thing you see continuing to grow?
Oh, yes. Yep. We have some of the units that not only the schools use, things like that, but we love seeing people out into the parks. We kind of know what they're doing some of the times when they're looking completely lost or looking around at the ground trying to find something.
You know, it really is a nice hook to get folks out to enjoy some of those parks. You know how it goes. The closer something is to you, the more you tend to overlook it and think there's something better somewhere else. We have a lot of great resources here, and if that's one hook to get them out to see and to enjoy those areas, because a lot of people have put a lot of work into those areas.
Exactly, yes.
Very good. All right, again, that's coming up on Saturday, June 3rd. It is a Saturday, correct?
Yep. Saturday, June 3rd at 10 a.m. We'll meet up at the I-80 T-Bone Trailhead parking lot. There's plenty of parking, and you can bring your you can bring your strollers or your bike, and we will, and then we'll give you guys the coordinates and we'll go from there.
Go walking, hiking, biking, whatever, just nothing motorized on the trail.
Right.
The only thing motorized, I guess, would be that little motorized GPS you've got.
There you go, yes.
Very good. Well, Laura, thanks a lot for doing all that work. I know it's an effort to put all this stuff together, and hopefully folks get out and enjoy that.
We're excited.
Excellent.